So Valmiki was a dacoit and then he became a composer of the Ramayana. So can you say that spirituality cannot change? I wouldn't go so far as to say that spirituality cannot change. I'm saying that we shouldn't make change of nature as the expected standard from everyone. Sometimes scripture gives us certain examples which are extraordinary. But that may not be the universal way spirituality acts on everyone. So it is not that necessarily that somebody who is doing Brahminical activity is more advanced than somebody who is doing Kshatriya activity or somebody doing Vaishya activity. The important thing is how much is one devoted to Krishna? How much is one to serve Krishna? So it's definitely possible. At the level, ultimately, it's Krishna. Krishna is God. He can change anything. So he can change anyone in any way. And that's why people can become competent at doing things which they had no competence earlier. So in that sense, definitely spirituality can bring about dramatic transformations. But with respect to one's own nature, it is not so easy to change. There are only two verses in the Bhagavad Gita which are repeated twice. One is Manmanabha Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mamevaishyasi Yuktvaivam Atmanam Matparayana and Mamevaishyasi Satyam Te Pratijane Priyosimi. So right, almost 80% of the verse is the same. This is 9.34 and 18.65. The only other verse that is repeated is 3.35 and 18.47. That is Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharma Swanushtat. Swadharme Nidhanam Shreya Paradharmo Bhayavah. Seyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharma Swanushtat. Swabhavanyatam Karma Kurvan Napnoti Kilbisham. So basically, Krishna is quite strong in saying that we have to act according to your Swadharma. So he is basically, in the context of the Bhagavad Gita, saying, Arjuna, you are a Kshatriya, don't expect that you can act like a Brahmana. A Kshatriya has to be a martial guardian of society. A Kshatriya has to punish wrongdoers. A Brahmana can forgive you, but a Kshatriya can't do that. So in that sense, it becomes, we cannot restrict the potency of bhakti and say that bhakti can't change nature. But we can't make the extraordinary the standard. Bhakti can bring about extraordinary changes in people's lives. But that is not the standard expectation. We shouldn't make a person who is having a Vaishya nature feel guilty that they are not Brahmanas. No, we should encourage them and they should be able to feel happy serving Krishna in their own way. So if we expect the nature to be changed as the standard expected from everyone, then that can choke many people from serving in the way that they feel naturally inspired to do. Does that answer the question? Thank you.